Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's also the 8th day of November 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And don't let it be deceptive. It was 12 degrees when I got up this morning. 12 degrees. Man, winter is here. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. 13 dead, including gunmen, after mass shooting during college night at California Bar. And you know we're going to have some fun with this. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. One day after election, 13 dead, including gunmen, after mass shooting during college night at California Bar. This is from KCRA, sent in by Clay for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. And why does this have all of the hallmarkings of an operation that every one of these false flag bullshit, goddamn, we're sick of it. It ain't going to happen. You know, when I first listened to the reports this morning, the guy, he had a trench coat on, guys. And then one guy came in and said he had a shirt on, a black shirt. I mean, if I just take just a glance at somebody, I can tell the difference between a trench coat and a black shirt. Can't you? And he was tattooed, so obviously I don't know where he was tattooed at. Maybe he mooned him while the whole thing was going on. But this is so full of shit. I mean, I believe that some people got killed because the goddamn Israelis, they're pretty goddamn desperate right now. They're losing on every front, man. They cannot push it. They cannot push it the way they want it to go. They cannot force it the way they want it to go. But all of the power that they wield, all of the goddamn pictures of people screwing poodles that they have, and they still can't fucking pull it off. They can't get the goddamn guns. Authorities have identified the gunman and the handgun used to kill 12 people at a Southern California bar Thursday, crowded with hundreds of people on college night. The suspect was identified as 28-year-old Ian David Long, said Sheriff Jeff Dean of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office. Dean said Long is believed to have killed himself late Wednesday inside an office at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, north of Los Angeles. Now, remember that he killed himself in an office. I mean, I found that, you know, I found that interesting myself. I mean, you came in for a mass killing, you got a whole room full of people. Why'd he go in the office and kill himself? Did anybody seen his body? Anybody really, you know, notice? Well, I guess they got the place cordoned off. Nobody can see what's going on there now, can they? Dean said Long is believed to have killed himself late Wednesday inside an office, huh? The mayor of Thousand Oaks said that next of kin notifications are being prepared for the people who were killed and injured. And, you know, I don't. There could be. I wasn't there. I don't know. It could have been all a fucking act. Who knows? We don't know. If they say it, I don't believe it. I'll tell you that right now. Mayor Andrew Fox said it is going to be a, quote, very difficult day for many people. Authorities and witnesses said the gunman wore dark clothing. It's gone from, coming in the trench cloak, but that's how they fucked it all up. When they, you know, they're throwing the line out there. They've been doing drills in that area, by the way, for this exact same scenario, by the way. But when they, you know, fuck up between a trench coat and a shirt, T-shirt, or a shirt, whatever, there's a lot of, it was dark clothing is what it was, and didn't say anything as he fired inside the bar. Hundreds of people fled from breaking windows and jumping out of second floor windows to escape. Dean said 8 to 15 other people received minor injuries. Dean said 150 to 200 people were inside the bar when the shooting happened. It could have been much worse, Dean said. Well, it could have been a whole lot better, too, because you know what? California's turning into Chicago. Take all the guns away violate the second article to the Bill of Rights to the extreme. Commit your treason, and you can have Chicago right where you're at, too. You know, like I talked about, talking to my buddy there in Arizona, my life friend. And he said everybody's got a gun in their pocket. I said, you never seen such a polite society. Nobody's worried about nobody shooting nobody. Again, nobody's going to shoot at nobody because everybody else can shoot back. That's just the fucking way it is. Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas responded to the scene and was shot after he entered the building. He died at the hospital early Thursday, Dean said. Helas had been with the department for 29 years and was set to retire in the next year or so. He is survived by a wife and a son. I don't know if the guy's dead or not or what happened, but if he was there 29 years, he sure violated a whole lot of people's rights. I gotta know it. Just by serving the Admiralty. He probably earned himself a rope anyway. He was totally committed. He gave his all that. And tonight, and as I told his wife, he died a hero. Well, wait a minute now. This other fella, he was a goddamn decorated Marine. He's a hero, too. Heroes killing heroes. You're not a hero anymore if a hero kills you. I don't know how in the hell that shit works. Do you? But apparently this guy, you know, he was a machine gunner. So he probably shot people. If you believe any of it, God Almighty, I find myself just stopping, saying, stop it, Henry, stop it. You don't even know that any of this happened. You don't know that nothing fucking happened. Department for 29 years and is set to retire in the next year or so. He is survived by a wife and a son. And the sheriff, he's retiring tomorrow. He was totally committed. He gave his all that night, he told his wife, and died a hero, killing a hero, because he went to save lives, to save other people, Dean said, holding back tears. I'm holding back tears. Six off-duty officers inside the bar at the time protected people by standing in front of patrons, Dean said. I love this part here. Off-duty officers, you know, going to make some extra money, being security at one of these places. They saved lives. Six off-duty officers inside the bar at the time protected people by standing in front of patrons, Dean said. But none of them were shot. And I heard something about them fucking assholes and elbows heading out the fucking door. It reminds me of there was a Seinfeld episode where there was some smoke in the kitchen and fucking one of the little Jews runs over a bunch of children. He was clearing the way, you see. Shit. People, you know it for a fact, as well as I know it as a fact, if our second article right was not being fucking trampled on, they wouldn't even try shit like this. Now, I guarantee you they wouldn't try this in goddamn Phoenix, Arizona. They will not try this in Phoenix, Arizona. Whoever that Mossad agent was that fucking opened up, if there was any, you know, if any of it happened, I had to keep throwing that in there. Whoever it was, man, I tell you, goddamn, everybody's a gun would have come out of every pocket, and the son of a bitch, he might have got one or two, but he sure as hell wouldn't have got 13, and I guarantee you his body would have been laid there riddled, and there wouldn't be no going in the office. He went in the office and killed himself where nobody else could see, and nobody's seen him since. Dean told reporters the scene looked like hell. Oh, whatever. There's blood everywhere, he said. Just don't show it on the cameras because you ain't got the colors right yet. Officers said at least 30 shots had been fired, according to Ventura County Star. Dean said his department had several previous contacts with the former Marine, including a call to his home in April when deputies found him acting irate and irrationally. The sheriff said a mental health crisis team was called at that time and concluded that Long did not need to be taken into custody. Oh, I think you can yell and tear up your own goddamn house anytime you want to. I mean, we all know what the agenda here is. We had a man killed in Maryland the other day, just sitting there in his own fucking house, minding his own business, hadn't bothered nobody, hadn't committed any offense against nobody. Nobody had filed any charges against him. Nobody. A secret star chamber court on the word of one of a person, of a secret person. Well, they got a secret warrant in this secret goddamn government they're running. You know, that one of the things in the, I think it's in the Constitution. I'll have to reread and make sure. But that all judicial acts will be in public. It will be public. There will be none of this stuff, because that's one of the things that that was discussed in the federal anti-federalist papers, was the star chamber courts that would be created if we didn't keep these son of a bitches in line. He fired the shot. I knew it was live. I knew it was real. Oh, did you really? I've been listening to these guys again, and I'm telling you, man, you cannot fake shit like that. I've seen too many bad situations where people were really dead. You know, and I mean, people don't talk like that. You can't, I mean, your voice doesn't sound like that. Okay. You're not fooling nobody. You're not, there's no actor good enough. There is no actor that can, I mean, they say when they want somebody, an actor, you know, they'll put some onion juice in their eyes or what have you. And you're supposed to think of the most terrible thought of the terriblest thing that happened to you and try to get into the mode. There is nothing that replaces the real thing. I'm sorry. And I know what it sounds like. I've heard it before. He wasn't looking at us. Then he went into the office where all the cash and stuff is. Now, what the fuck does that mean? This was a robbery? He walked in, opened up, shot 12 people and, to rob the place? Instead of just walk, wouldn't you walk over to the office, open the door, and pull the gun on Hoover's in there and get the cash, maybe knock him over the head? I mean, why did they throw that in there? Doesn't that make you? Because he went into the office and killed himself. He disappeared. Will we ever see his body? Has anybody seen his body? If he exists? If any of this shit happened? We don't know. But we sure as hell know why it's being done. By those Zionist Israelis, don't we? Tyler Whitler, 19, says she was dancing and her friends were at a table by the door as the gunman opened fire. She says everyone yelled, "Get down!" And it was silent for a couple of seconds. Then she heard, "Get up! He's coming!" I thought there was shooting going on. How can you have silence and goddamn shooting? And get your scripts better than this, guys. Come on. You got a lot of time. You get paid a lot of money in those think tanks. Go ahead.
Get down. Get up. Is this a disco or something?
Well, you know, there was an old joke and very politically incorrect, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Why were so many blacks killed over in Vietnam, black people killed over in Vietnam? Because when the CEO yelled, "Get down," they all got up and started dancing. Pa-ching.
You're making me blush. I'm turning purple.
I missed your voice. Tyler Whitler. Okay, we did that. Holden Herrera. I don't know what the hell, maybe it's a goddamn Middle Eastern name, saw a bearded man walk in and shoot a woman who was behind the counter. Again, this all, I mean, then he went where the cash is. Why did they throw where the cash and stuff is? What the fuck does that, I mean, is that why he went in there? Or was there another door out that he just walked out and went and got in the van with the rest of his fucking buddies from the Mossad and the CIA and just booked on down the damn road? And then they come in and, well, yeah, of course, we covered the body's been buried. Yeah. Anybody see it? Well, the coroner did. Whatever. Table by the door as the gunman opened fire. She says everyone yelled, get down, and it was silent for a couple of seconds. Then she heard, get up, and he's coming. And people were trampling on each other to get out. Well, they wouldn't have been in Phoenix, Arizona. They would have been all taking position and getting a good aim on the guy. But then the Mossad agent would have been dead. That's why they have to go to these places. I mean, you had five off-duty officers there, unarmed, who were standing in front of the people, and none of them took a bullet. Some of them, go ahead.
Well, the thing about it, though, is you see these articles, there's no demographics about what the area is, what port of town it is. Was it a Mexican bar? Was there a drug cartel? Is it in the black part of town? Was it a, type of metropolitan Swayze? There's so many details that are left out. Just give you just whatever they want you to believe in.
Well, I heard this guy here was the victim of an assault. I mean, I don't see, they throw all this stuff out there. It's called propaganda. I mean, just throw a mishmash out. It's like throwing shit against the wall to see what will stick. And I mean, I've heard this. They threw the story in, which isn't being in this article, and it's different things, just like the trench coat disappearing and all this other stuff. But they threw in the story that this guy had been the victim of an assault in a bar a few months earlier. But it wasn't this bar. But they didn't know which bar it was. But, just to try to think, make you think, well, maybe he had a hard-on for somebody. And, to get you thinking in all these, God, every direction except that this is a fucking production and there's one aim to this. Oh, we got to get them guns from the people. They're crazy. They'll kill each other. If we have to kill 20 million of them, we got to get them guns away from them to protect them from gun violence.
Well, this could be a legitimate situation, but the thing about it, whether it's fake or not, they're going to capitalize on it.
Oh, yeah, we got the capitalization coming up in the next article. I see that girl every single time I'm here, he told CNN, fighting back tears. I don't know her name, but she is someone I make small contact with, and I say hi every time. I don't know if she's alive, he added. Erika Sigmund, 19, was found hidden with a group of strangers, and they were holding her hands. She says, there is a lot of bad in this world, but there is also a lot of good people, a lot of good, and people will help. By holding hands, that's what you do. Man, if we get attacked and we don't have our guns, I don't know, it'd be weird. Are we going to hold hands there? Flea? Hold hands to save each other? I'm sorry.
I'm going to hold my penis and guard it. That's what I'm
going to
do.
That's where first place my hands go. Anyway, there were reports of a suspect using smoke grenades. But I heard these other people talking. They said they could see everything clearly. And they watched him go into the office. But there were smoke grenades. Maybe there weren't no smoke grenades. Maybe it was just a smoke from that .45 pumping out the rounds. Who knows? It's just to make your mind wander into generalities to try to accept that something's real about this. People there reportedly jumped out of windows when the shooting began. And, let's just, if everybody gets to play their speculation game, let's say they fucking, this is all planned. One Mossad agent walks in the goddamn door. They know that the sheriff's getting ready to retire tomorrow, and this guy's getting ready to retire next year. They know who's in the area. They're going to study their plan pretty good if they're going to pull something like this off. They always fuck it up because they can't involve enough people to do the hiding. I mean, you can only, position people in certain places and the shit never lines up. But let's just suppose he walks through the door. He shoots the goddamn, this poor girl. That's the ticket taker. The one to get your bucks, your whatever the fee is to get in the door to go to the bar. And then he goes and he just bam, 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 shoots a bunch of people. And then he goes over to the office for some reason. Just stop shooting. Maybe he was out of bullets. But he stops shooting, and he goes over to the office and kills himself. Didn't want nobody to see him kill himself. Was that it? He wanted to be alone to think about what he had done. There was also cash in there, don't you know? Speculate, people. Of his friends at Borderline were also at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. I thought that was Carl Egger told KABC-TV that some of his friends at Borderline were also at the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting in Las Vegas last year. Well, it's become an occupation, hasn't it? These goddamn crisis actors. I mean, the ones that couldn't make it in Hollywood, that wouldn't do it with some 85-year-old fat ass producer. I mean, they got to have work too, don't they? Maybe they did see each other there. Who knows?
I would think that after being that lucky, not being killed twice, they should go down back to Vegas and like throw $100K down on the roulette table.
Exactly. What are the fucking odds? Get really, people. I mean, they tried to. That's it again. You know, they tried to make it. There's 340 million. There's probably about 300 million real Americans here and another 120 million fucking foreigners here. And just run into the same people. I mean, between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, you're going to bump into the same people all the time. I'm sure of it. The Ventura County Fire Department advised people stay away from the area until we get our story straight and we get all the evidence cleaned up and we get this thing straightened out so we can come out and we'll tell you your tale and then we can go on to try to take your guns away from you. It was college night and country two-step lessons were being offered Wednesday at the Borderline, according to the website. The bar includes a large dance hall with a stage and a pool room, along with several smaller areas for eating and drinking. It is popular with students from nearby California Lutheran University who enjoy country music. It has been quiet some time since there was a shoot. It's been quite some time since there's been a shooting of any kind in Thousand Oaks, a city of about 130,000 people, about 40 miles west of Los Angeles, just across the county line. And that's the end of that article. And I mean, but now, just right here we go. Because it's just after the election. You've got to get things. Because them fucking guns are getting more dangerous every day. They're just sitting there. And I look at my guns. They look more dangerous every day. They look more dangerous. They're getting more dangerous, people. Everybody out there is a mental case.
They're growing feet and hands. I mean, you can't control them. You lock the doors. They go outside. You know, you put them in the kennel, and they just run off on you. I mean, it's just worth coming to.
You got
to
keep them tied up, or they will. That's a goddamn fact. But, Democrat Nadler vows immediate legislation in response to gun violence from Zero Hedge, sent in by Misty for a good discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Confirming the new Democratic-controlled House will press for major changes in U.S. gun laws. Press all you fucking want. You know, we've come to the point, press. You got one the other day, man, because the guy he wasn't up to speed, I guess. I mean, he was outspoken. I guess that was his crime. I guess that's why he was removed of every right under the Constitution through the Bill of Rights. Why he was removed of his every right and assassinated in his own home, committing no crime, no due process. Here's your due process of the law. Bang! Got the same due process of the law that cop got you. If he really did get shot, who knows? Confirming the new Democratic-controlled House will press for major changes in U.S. gun laws following the latest mass shooting, which took place overnight in Thousand Oaks, California, which left at least 13 people, including the shooter, dead. The incoming House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Democrat Jerry Nadler, said on Twitter that he will immediately get to work on legislation that includes universal background checks to respond to the scourge of gun violence. Immediately get to work on infringement. You see, you have to have universal registration. Yeah, that's what the background checks are for. And, you know, the background checks in themselves, I mean, it's a in the face of any American national. I do not pay my fucking employees to exercise my rights. I do not ask permission from my fucking peons that I hire to exercise my absolute rights. And they're going to do what they're going to do. And we're going to do what we're going to do. But like I said, if they could have done it, they got a thousand different ways. They got death by a thousand cuts, I think they suppose. But at some point in the ballgame, Maryland was enough for me. I mean, fuck, somebody can just do it, a secret little, go whisper in somebody's ear and they can come over and kick down your fucking door and take your fucking guns? Really? Oh, I don't see it that way. He also described the shooting as senseless and preventable. Well, yeah, it was. To tell them goddamn Jews to quit coming over here and shooting places up, trying to get our goddamn guns, throw all them bastards out of here, nuke the fucking joint, and all this shit would stop in a heartbeat. Because there'd be no Mossad agents over here setting up these fucking shootings or these false flags in order to try to disarm us so that they can do us like they did the goddamn Polish. Everybody thinks it was the Germans that did the Poles. No, it was the fucking Russians. Goddamn huge pits. Boom, right in the back of the head, man. Bam, and you're finished. There's your goddamn rights. The incoming Democrat Judiciary Committee chair will be busy. In addition to taking on the Republicans on gun legislation, Nadler will also be the man in charge of investigating into Kavanaugh. So, I mean, we're playing right. Let's just keep the fucking script going. We had to throw this in here because, they want this goddamn red flag thing. It goes from to an anonymous phone call. We got an anonymous phone call that you were a danger to yourself. In the first place, they talk about, well, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll get back into this when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just watch my
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:34 Pacific Time. And that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a .45. Least you better have, people. Least you better have. And lots and lots and lots and lots of ammo. Anyway, back to this. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the motive behind the shooting or the operation down there in California. And we were talking about this fella. He's, you know, what the hell is it? Nadler? He's vowing. And we were down here to now he's going to go after, because I mean, here we go. We're talking about going after, he's going to go after the goddamn guns, and he's going to do an investigation into Kavanaugh. Like any of this fucking shit matters one tiny bit. You know, I heard him talking. They don't want to say it, but like in the suburbs, you know, the communists, like right here in Oregon, Kate Brown, because the population centers are crammed clear full of fucking communists that they've shipped in here. Well, not to mention you have the secret ballot and the fact that the vote is a goddamn straw man corporation vote that they can do any goddamn, it's the selection, okay? But in the suburbs, man, Trump, what happened to all the support? What happened to all the support? I mean, they were talking about Illinois in particular. I know there's that Jim up in Illinois. Well, I wonder what turned Jim off to fucking Trump. I mean, turned him off to this whole fucking pile of bullshit. We're going to get rid of every one of them. Dak is going on the first day. He's kept every promise, you know. But we're going to talk about Kavanaugh. I mean, they want to lead your mind this way. Now, it was something real like a shooting bullshit, this phony shooting bullshit. And in the same article, you're talking about this guy, according to the Federalist, Nadler and a friend discussed two routes of investigating new Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. This is all horse shit. When they were wanting to stop Kavanaugh, we'll stop at nothing. Them Democrats will stop at nothing to stop that Republican conservative judge from getting on to the goddamn court. Man, all they had to do was come on. You know, he is the guy that wrote the Patriot Act. And I guarantee you there would have been these people pretending to be conservative Republicans would have had, I mean, they would have went out and they preached about the illegality of the Patriot Act, the removal of the rights that they cannot remove. The Ninth Article says they cannot do, they have no such authority. All they had to do was just run, you know, commercial after commercial. They had lots of money. Commercial after commercial of people who have been, victimized by the Patriot Act. And there's been a plenty. But they didn't even mention it. Why wouldn't they mention the very thing? It wouldn't, see, all the Democrats, they're going to vote against, but the damn Republicans outnumbered them by a few. That's why he got in. That's why this guy who wrote the goddamn Patriot Act to remove the fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights, that's how come that conservative got on the court. Because nobody mentioned that. It would have been hard. Well, I would like to see, you know, with Tucker Carlson, he's hardcore. He's hardcore Fox. Him asking about, you know, didn't this guy write the Patriot Act? He's supposed to be a constitutionalist, and he wrote the Patriot Act, and you're putting him in there to enforce the Constitution. Well, the corporate charter. Oh, the United States corporate charter. That's what he was put in there for, to make sure that the ruling elite can have, you know, the law the way they want it. Well, it's not even law. It's corporate policy. It's Roman civil law. And then it does follow the Uniform Commercial Code and, you know, God, the maritime law. We could go all day about this shit. But the bottom line is that if they really wanted to get rid of that guy, I think that they just went about it real poorly. Okay, the first is to go after the FBI for how they handled the investigation into unsubstantiated claims that he sexually assaulted a woman. See, they lead you from this, you know, it is kind of, you know, think about the route we've taken here and just our discussion. We've gone from this supposed maniac walks in and blows away all these people to immediate gun control. Gun safety. Don't say gun control. You can't gun safety as either. Shove your safety up your ass. We got our right to bear arms is untouchable as long as we know who we are. And we don't go along with your fucking fraud, okay? Okay, we were FBI for how they handled the investigation into the unsubstantiated claims of he sexually assaulted a woman. See, now we're supposed to be, our brain's supposed to be going over here. We completely, in back of your mind, you're still wondering around between this guy, you know, did he have a trench coat? What's that? God, that's a T-shirt. He had an assault committed on him on some bar somewhere by there, but they didn't know what bar or anything. And then he went into the office where all the cash is kept and killed himself. Because he wanted to die rich, I suppose. They didn't even do a half-assed job, he said. They didn't interview 30 witnesses who said, interview me, I've got a lot to say, he said, while mimicking people waving their hands to be called on. And meanwhile, your government continues to be, because a bunch more Jews got into positions of powers, dual citizen Israeli Americans. You see, everybody else that wants to serve into this government has to give up their, they have to be a naturalized American at least. That means they have to give up their dual citizenship. You can't hold two passports and serve in the government unless you're a Jew. If you're a Jew, if you're a Canadian, see, like old Ted Cruz, man, he had to sign a whole bunch of papers to get rid of his Canadian citizenship. He had to sign a big pile of papers to get rid, remove that. And then he still couldn't run because the son of a bitch is not a natural-born American national. And neither is Donald Trump because his mom was a fucking from Scotland. So, I mean, where should we go with this? I mean, that's where look at how my mind just went. I mean, you know what? Completely off the reservation. I started out with a goddamn maniac shooting and going in the office and killing himself so he could be rich. And I'm here to the guy who's going to, he's got gun safety. And then we're down here to investigating Kavanaugh because the FBI did a half-ass job. They didn't even interview no witnesses. And what the fuck are you? His other plan is to go after Kavanaugh because there's a real indication that Kavanaugh committed perjury. He claimed that The Atlantic published an article about the allegations of a third woman. Then he claimed that when Kavanaugh was asked at the committee hearing under oath when he first heard of the subject, he said, "When I heard of The Atlantic article, but there is an email chain apparently dating from well before that from him about how we can deal with this." Are they trying to tell us that everybody's being investigated? I mean, this is the investigation nation. But what people aren't looking at is these huge fucking law firms that are we talk about that money that belongs to all of us, you know, like that defense budget, why we can't have a home, why we can't have a life. Here's billions, I guarantee you, billions of fucking dollars. I mean, between the Obama and now this Trump shit, billions of dollars is going to these goddamn law firms operating in the admiralty for all these phony fucking investigations that they just end up going nowhere. Yeah, we investigate. It's just like Hillary. We investigate her. It cost you guys $1 billion, but by God, we investigated her, and we found out that she is guilty of treason, sedition, goddamn aiding and abetting the enemy. I mean, you name it. There's a list a mile long, bribery. But no reasonable prosecutor wouldn't prosecute her, you see, because it's political. When they commit crimes, it's political, and it really is because it is within the corporation. This is Mob 101. What we're watching is Mob 101. And you see they come out, with this new Congress. Are they going to go to war with Trump and investigate the hell out of him? Well, he said, well, if they do, I'll investigate the hell out of him right back. And the law firms are sitting there all the we have a million. Fuck, they'll be hiring Mexicans to fucking fill out the goddamn paperwork, you watch. Illegals. Why not? The worst case scenario, or best case, depending on your point of view, you have to be, you prove he committed perjury about a terrible subject, and the Judiciary Conference recommends you impeach him. So the president appoints someone just as bad. One thing is certain, with Democrats planning all-out war against Trump and a tsunami of legal challenges, the goddamn law firms, these huge, and these are big bastards, too. These are the big boys. These are the super, these are the $40,000 an hour law firms, people. And you're paying for it. So they can fucking sit up there and do this. But while this is all going on, keep in mind, your goddamn country, the wealth of your country is being hauled out the back door. Every day, billions of dollars worth of your resources are just getting put on them Chinese ships, those South Korean ships, those fucking Indian ships, and they're getting shipped out of this fucking country to be manufactured by slave labor. And you're not getting nothing for it. They're stealing your fucking country right off. But hey, man, this is something, I mean, we need to look at this, because they might just try to impeach Kavanaugh, you know. Like, this has any relevance in our fucking world whatsoever. It doesn't. This is like looking inside of a corporate gossip column. That's all the hell it is. I like this. Delaware State Police hold bump stock and trigger crank collection. This is from WBOC16, sent in by Roof for Discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. In June, the Delaware General Assembly passed House Bill 300, legislation that outlawed the possession of bump stocks and trigger cranks. And under that 14th Amendment, you are a subject to that legislation, because you're subject to the state. You are a subject. You are not a free man. And subjects have no rights, so there is no Bill of Rights. So, of course, this can happen. Of course, they can just write it down, and they're ordering you. You see, they're writing stuff down. They're not. This is legislation. This is goddamn corporate policy being written down and enforced as public law. The very definition of Roman civil law. And it sure as hell isn't American common law. On Wednesday, Delaware State Police offered financial incentives for people who opted to voluntarily surrender bump stocks and trigger cranks for guns. Bump stocks and trigger cranks both attach to rifles and allows the guns to shoot at a much higher rate than they normally would. From 4 to 8 p.m., I mean, I'm ammo, I mean, if it's a real fight, I don't think I just want to shoot all my ammo up real quick. I hit something with it. From 4 to 8 p.m., Delaware State Police in Kent, Newcastle, and Sussex counties offered gun owners $100 for bump stocks and $15 for trigger crank surrenders. But some people in Delaware like guns, Cornelius, who owns Lighthouse Guns and Gear. Gus, I'm sorry, Guns, I'm looking at everything. I'm still thinking about that goddamn guy in that black sweater. Like Gus Cornelius, who owns Lighthouse Guns and Gear, believe the problem doesn't lie with the accessories, but with irresponsible use of guns. And see, that's the way they're trying to turn this whole direction. Which one of us, the government, see, this government that serves us, our servants, our peons, our coolies, now they're going to have to sit down and they're going to have to look at their masters, the kings and queens, the sovereigns of this country, and decide who among us is responsible enough in their opinion. Because when you look at this goddamn red flag thing, this person who's coming up and telling you, I think this person is a threat to himself or others with guns because he has guns. What is your education, ma'am? Oh, I made third grade. But I just heard all I had to do is come here and do this, and I could get somebody through out of the house. I can finally sell that goddamn house now. Get him killed and get him out of there. Him and his guns. He he don't want to sell the house. I do. Oh, sure, ma'am. Well, that's fine. You don't. You did. Yeah, you're an expert. Do you see what I'm talking? This is your perceived. That's what you know. Trumpy, no matter what they want to say, you know, he got his boy, goddamn Scott, for that ex-governor of Florida down there. So he got him in the Senate, and he signed this very same shit that got that man killed the other day, with no procedural due process, zero, zip, zilch, nada. His complete Bill of Rights removed, and he was murdered, because that's all you can call it. That's what, I mean, when the king had his star chamber fucking courts, that's how they did it. You didn't even know they were coming. They're coming and fucking, you know, beat you down, take your shit, throw you out of your house and house themselves in it. We have the star chamber order. Comes directly from what the corporation, I mean the king, because corporate king, I mean, some authority. But, okay, a bad person is going to do bad things. No. He said, all the regulations and laws in the world are not going to prevent a bad person from doing bad things, and that's the argument. That is our argument. We will take it to the Supreme Court on that. Not on that second article, that ratified fucking law that says you absolutely cannot touch those fucking guns. You can't regulate them. You cannot even examine the subject except inside of the government to give an opinion to the government within the government as to whether you're violating that absolutely cannot touch law, which every time the Supreme Court has to say, you can't do it. It ends in a period. That means you cannot infringe. You cannot do anything. You can't write one law. You can't do anything about it. The people have their guns. That's just the fucking way it is. If there's a Bill of Rights and if that fucker's enforced. Going to bat. Oh, fuck you. Others support the program because they think the accessories aren't practical. Ooh, there's the other side of the argument. They're just not practical. They hold a very low opinion of us, don't they? At least of our IQs. People have the right to bear arms. Oh, see, people have the right. You got, yeah, they sure as hell do, buddy. But there's a but here. See, there's something here that goes past the period. He's got a comma. I just think that the bump stocks are a bad thing because if you want an automatic rifle, you can buy it, Tina Tora said. Now, what in the hell is that supposed to mean? Oh, you mean you pay that $250 fine, let them look up your ass, and you become and you swear that you swear your allegiance to this communist government, and you can have a gun dealer's license. You can have the permission of the state to own a machine gun. Don't need your permission. It's the ninth article says you cannot create anything that says we have to ask you for any goddamn thing. We do as we please. And the only one that can call us to answer is another American national in their private capacity in the common law courts under the superior common law jurisdiction. Period. People have the right to bear arms. Oh, my goodness. What a patriot. Others think the program may be a way to prevent mass shootings from happening in the area. Oh, man, we've got the whole argument for the Supreme Court here because this is all you got. You mean that Bill of Rights thing, that ratified law, it's not going to enter in the equation whatsoever? Not even going to fucking mention it? You're not going to mention that you can't, you have no authority in any way, according to the Ninth Article. You can create no authority to examine. You can't even examine our rights. Only a common law jury can examine the rights and determine what they mean in each individual case. But with a person, each individual having the right to a jury of his peers, his peers are not people from other states or people from other countries even. Yes, like the Chinese or the Taiwanese who setting up his company in Maryland that's now going to be run by Chinese. You know, I'm at the gate. God almighty, I sit there and I watch it and I'm sitting there, I'm in Wally World. I think, I love it when somebody starts out with what they think. It's a good idea because it will keep some of us from going into the wrong hands, some of it from going into the wrong hands. And who's going to decide whose hands are right and whose hands are wrong? Well, I'll tell you what, those people who are going to decide that yours are the wrong hands are going to decide that theirs are the right hands to have the guns. Because it's a lot simpler to take you over to that ditch and bend your ass over and put that bullet through your fucking head if you don't got a gun to defend yourself from them. That's just the plain and simple of it. Hence, this is the, you know, again, working the program, death by a thousand cuts. But if that's why it has to come down to, I mean, if they come, you shoot them. There is no fucking legitimate government. Nobody has control over you right now. Nobody has control over anything. This is force majeure. The common law courts are removed. And if there is no fucking, if there is no law to protect me, there's no, protect me from you, there's no law to protect you from me either. You better start thinking about it. There's nothing to restrain me, because all you are is just another fucking attacker without authority coming to take what I have and kill me. I got a right to shoot you. Sorry, it's called a human right. I have a right by just being a human being to defend my fucking life. And I know that's what you want. Where were we here? In order for the background buyback to take place, police are requesting that the accessories be detached from the rifles at the time of surrender. Valid ID, valid Delaware ID is also required. They're also accepting anonymous surrenders, but compensation won't be paid unless they can pay it through your straw man corporation so that you surrendered your right to have that accessory, your second article right to have that accessory or anything else you want on your fucking gun, and you surrendered it through your corporation. That makes it all legal in the federal corporation, don't you know? Oh, finally. Department of Defense drops Operation Faithful Patriot title from military border mission from NBC News. And I've heard a lot of opinions on this, and I would think this would shine as to why they did it. The U.S. military mission at the Mexican border will no longer be called Operation Faithful Patriot, according to officials. Why is that? I'm going to tell you guys why it is. Well, because then the militia people, being faithful patriots, they think that they should come down there and participate. And we could, no. This isn't. We're not bringing on forces here to stop an invasion. We're here to assist in letting these people into your country and into your neighborhood so they can take their machetes and cut up your children, cut your ass up, rape your wife, rape your dog. And then we can say, then we can go and get them and put them on TV. We got another bad dude that we let in. Every one of these fuckers is coming in. Now it's just, we're right back with this caravan. Oh, they've all split up, and actually, people, this happens every year. And it was all just the same thing that's happening all the time. They're doing it all the time, and they're coming here all the time. It's just because, well, there was an election coming up, and somebody thought that maybe people would run out and vote because Trump's going to stop the invasion. He's going to throw every one of them out. He's throwing them the wrong way. Maybe he doesn't know north from south. Maybe that's the problem. He sure as hell doesn't know what due process is, unless it comes to one of his own, like Kavanaugh, because he said to Fars, us lowly American nationals who own this fucking country, who are the superior authority here, well, you go ahead and you take the guns or kill the man, and then we'll have some procedural due process. But when they go to arbitrarily just throw his a nominee, the guy who wrote the Patriot Act, to remove our fourth article right, when they just arbitrarily just go to throw his act, you know, to, I'm just going to vote him down, you're just going to do it, vote away, he has the right to process before you do anything to that man. He's one of the ruling elite, goddammit. Who, you people want to fuck this thing up? How can the people, I mean, they have to see that we are complete opposites, that there's one set of laws for us and a set of laws for our subjects, you see. And we order our subjects about. If we want to call our subjects forward for a sacrifice, blood sacrifice, right in front of God and everybody, we can do it. Go ahead.
That, guilty or innocent until proven guilty only applies to people. The government is always guilty until they prove they're innocent.
Oh, no.
They don't get...
You couldn't be more wrong, Charlie. No.
The government don't get due process.
No, Charlie. No one's guilty in the government. They have this thing. It's called qualified immunity. They're guilty of nothing. They are guilty of nothing.
When they say that power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely, you just always assume that they're guilty.
Well, No, they're not, because they may be guilty of sin, but they have unconditional immunity from their own admiralty. And see, that's really the whole conundrum here. See, we can't get the cocksuckers because they took our.
When they take public office, they lose that immunity in my mind. But anyway,
go ahead. When they gain it. I wrote
it. It's backwards, exactly.
I wrote a 24-page judicial review after my political time in jail. I wrote a 24-page judicial review to the Oregon Judicial, pointing out violations of the process, violations of the law, violations of even their own codes, the Oregon statutes, violations. I mean, it was 24 pages of violations. I got back one fucking sentence, dude. Judge Knips enjoys complete immunity. So they didn't say that everything that was in that document wasn't a goddamn fact. They just said, no. Well, yeah, you're right. She did, but she can do it. Because you're just a fucking lowly plebe, and we are the ruling class. Well, no, I'm not your subject.
We never hear about ping pong ball anymore. I wonder what happened.
Oh, they'll be coming use for him here right quickly. I mean, as this thing falls apart, man, I mean, right now I think that the reason we're so diverted here is they're gearing up over in the Middle East to go ahead and because Syria was in a bad condition over there. They're over there doing some really nasty stuff to the Syrian people and the people in Yemen, blowing up a lot of children because they hate gun violence. They're over there killing children with guns and the shit they're doing and they're building structures on the Gaza Strip. You see, they're doing a whole lot of shit that they don't want you to look at. And this kind of serves a political purpose in that, you know, just like everything I've read you here, you guys, they think after this, the propaganda they threw in your face during the election, and you read all this, and it's just make your mind just go, you might as well go to the next thing. You know, and just whatever happened. I don't know. They killed some more Palestinians. They're having diaper counts now. They're wagering on who can shoot the most little children in the diaper now? Wow. No, that's what they're... If they've got your eyes over here, I guarantee you over there, I wouldn't want to be a fucking Syrian right now. Anyways, guys, that's the top of the hour and then some. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just remember who you are and let everybody know who you are. We are the fucking authority here. They are defying our authority. Plain and simple, they have done it through fraud, and they have done it through coercion. They have done it through fucking force. And there's only one way that we're going to get rid of these son of a bitches, and that is with force. And that is The Word from the Trenches.